then. You know what? Okay, Matt Derry, Derry Brothers Guardians cast on the free Odyssey app, 92.3 The Fan at Derry Speaks on Twitter. He's on the Fan Hotline. Okay, fine. I'm just going to be you guys want
I still
it?
Think
I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. Do you think the Browns are giving Shedeur Sanders a fair opportunity, Matt? I'm just going to ask you Browns questions if you guys just want to be sticks in the mud and talk Browns all the time. At trade deadline here, I'm bringing Matt on to talk baseball, and you guys are just sitting there saying the season's not going through the motions about the season not over. Fine. Should Shedeur get more reps, Matt? Should he get reps with the ones? Come on. Camp today.
What time are you guys doing Vinny Bernie?
With Judas Priest. Is this what we got 14:20 this morning, or what's going on?
Hey,
here?
I missed Tim Come Couch on. And Kelly Smith.
That was more our generation there. All right, Matt. You had some very strong words to the point I texted you. I go, you for real, brother?
Did you?
You said that if Stephen Kwan got traded, you were done with the Guardians until the Dolans sold the team. I think a lot of people wanted to agree with you, but did you really mean that, Matt?
Well, look, I like doing the podcast. I like watching the games, but I would have taken my fandom about three levels down. I'm not going to spend my amounts of time and my energy on something where they don't care about me. You know, I'm a paying customer. My brother's a paying customer. And you treat us that way at your restaurant, I'm not coming to eat there anymore. I mean, the Guardians basically right now are that restaurant that refuses to put the menu on their website, but you got to go to the Facebook page to see it. That's what they are. They're still up and running. Food's probably not bad, but they're not making it real easy for you to find it. And that's what they're doing right now. What answers did we get from Chris Antonetti yesterday? Got nothing.
He wasn't wearing a polo, Matt.
Wasn't wearing a polo. That sends a message.
Oh, the golf shirt mafia took a day off?
Yesterday, I mean, it was athleisure.
Even Tony Soprano wore shorts once.
I'm frustrated. And look, I'm breathing a sigh of relief like you guys. Season is not over. You're right. I was at the gym today. The TV screens at SportsCenter on, and there's Guardians, only three out of the wild card. They're right there. But did they add any pieces? Did they go get another bat? You know, Harrison Bader would have been nice to put in right field instead of the guy that plays every day that has three home runs and is no good. But Chris Antonetti says he likes the roster. He's happy with where they are in 2025. It doesn't make any sense. I don't think they're trying. I don't think they're going to try next year either. They, the Dolans, and a bevy of owners, I would probably say a good 70% of the baseball owners, are ready to shut this thing down in 2027, and a countdown is on. And unfortunately, we're grouped in that mix.
Well, I was going to ask you why you think all of a sudden after, you know, a decade of, you know, on again, little off, on again, real contention for playoff spots every year, and then, you know, giving fans some great moments, why you think all of a sudden this is the way they want to go following an ALCS year. And what you're basically saying, it's all the economics of baseball. It's all about that work stoppage coming up.
I truly believe that, Anthony. I think this is all financially related. I mean, we can say they're not trying. And of course they want to win. Of course Chris Antonetti wants to win. Of course Mike Chernoff wants to win. They hired a really good manager who wants to win, and Stephen Vogt. I mean, he's done a good job. The owner wants to win, but they don't want to try. They don't want to put forth the effort, which means spending money, and they've got a lot of things. I know Ken talks about all the time, the TV contract. They've got a lot of excuses, and they shut down basically a lot of the media questioning. They do a great job of spin, and, you know, Chris Antonetti was whoever it was, Joe Noga, whoever it was yesterday that said, how close are you to trading Stephen Kwan, which is a legitimate question. And his response is, I'll just tell you what I told Steven, which is we love him and so do the other teams. That's not an answer. But they're not being pressed because they're actually not a bad team. They're an average team, but they're actually still in it. But watching every night like I do, you can't tell me you're serious when you're putting Arias out there every day and Jones out there every day. You're not serious. Manzardo hits two home runs and the next night isn't in the lineup. You're not serious. And that's too bad because I'm serious. You guys are serious. We want to see a winner. And half the division right now is giving up. Detroit went dumpster diving at the deadline. They didn't spend any money and go get anybody real because they're also trying to watch their financial responsibility. It's crazy. They're in first place. They should be going for it. Even they didn't go for it.
I'm Matt Derry with us on the hotline. Yesterday, I was resigned to the fact with all the news and rumors on social media that Kwan was going to get traded. He wasn't. So what do you think that means for the future of Kwan? Is this just delaying the inevitable?
I hope not. I hope that somehow there's some sort of Hail Mary that that, you know, a Tim Couch to Kevin Johnson. There you go, Ken. That occurs.
Here it is.
So that occurs so that we can keep a guy that wants to be here, that is exemplifies everything you want in a Cleveland Guardian and how he plays on both sides, offensively and defensively, is an unbelievable guy in the community and is a really good to great player. And you want to keep those people. You got a complete Hail Mary on Jose Ramirez. And since then, everybody's been has unfortunately left. And now, you know, you traded a Cy Young Award winner yesterday, which I actually liked that trade, getting Steven from the Blue Jays. I thought that was pretty good. But I don't know, Anthony. I think everything is focused on a lockout in 2027. And, you know, fans are thinking, oh, are we going to – what about this offseason? What's free agency going to look like? They sat out the last couple offseasons. What makes you think they're going to do anything this offseason? I think, unfortunately, right now, everything's on hold. Everything.
Well, I read the CBS report. Matt Derry joins us here on the show. I read the CBS Sports, not report, but they did the grades, right? And they gave the Guardians a big fat F, the writers from CBS did. And they brought up the Bieber thing. And I said, well, you know, this is where the national writers and the Cleveland Guardians fans have been on different pages for a very long time. Because usually it's been fans are mad, national media loves the Guardians. They're going right after the Guardians, and you sit there and you go, well, wait a minute. I made peace with Shane Bieber being traded at the beginning of last year, and then Lima described it as found money because he's able to come back. I didn't really know what he was going to be able to provide us, considering we had to push back all his starting again. So, Matt, like, do you see this season as, like, a lost season? Do you see this season as still having a chance? It's just this weird void of anything that comes to how competitive they really are, if they are.
There is a chance, and here's why. It has nothing to do with the Guardians really going for it and wanting to win. It's because everything around them is blowing up, and they can actually walk over the coals and get to the other side. They have three games this weekend with a team that just traded 10 players. Imagine doing this radio show in Minnesota, in Minneapolis and St. Paul this morning. The Twins can't field a roster. That ownership has been trying to sell, couldn't sell to the Ishbia Group, who bought the White Sox instead, and now they're like, get us out of here. They just traded everybody. The Astros just took all the money on the Carlos Correa deal. Like, that's insanity. You just traded 10 players, both your closers, Duran and Griffin Jacks. I mean, the Twins are coming in this weekend with no roster. So there's no reason the Guardians can't win 2 out of 3 or sweep. So you look up and go, oh, they're only 3 back, but there's so many teams that aren't trying that are just giving up. And so there's a shot. You never know. But are they good enough on the field to make a run based off of what happened last year? No, they're not. They're not. Teams like Texas, Seattle, Yankees all added, even Detroit to an extent added a little, and they're all superior. But to make the third wild card, yeah, they could do that.
So now that Shane Bieber and his days are over here in Cleveland, what do you make of the Shane Bieber career as a Guardian? Cy Young Award winner, somebody who won the pitching triple crown. We remember him in the All-Star game here in Cleveland. What do you think?
Oh, I love the guy. I thought he was great. Unfortunately, the Tommy John surgery was just sucked, because if you would have had him last year in the playoffs, who knows how differently that would have looked. I have nothing but love for him. To the fact that he decided to sign back up for this year and work with the same pitching group and the doctors and said he wanted to, you know, give it a shot. I thought that was cool. And I don't blame either side for what happened yesterday. I think the Cal Steven kid from Toronto has a chance to be really good. And that's a top 5 prospect in the Blue Jays system. The Bieber thing does not bother me that much. I know fans on the periphery and casuals, as they say, would go, oh, they traded another Cy Young Award winner. Hold on a second. The trade they made when they got rid of Corey Kluber to get Class A was a great trade. Maybe this trade will work out. Shane Bieber was not, N-O-T, was not picking up his player option next year. He wasn't. He's trying to go out and, especially with the lockout coming, and get as much money as he can, and I don't think the Guardians would have, I know for a fact they weren't going to pay him if he pitches well in September. So I got nothing but love for the guy.
All right, this came up yesterday on the Emerging Podcast Scene, of which I know from one podcast person to another that you're dialed in. But what do we say now about Shane Bieber's Cy Young Award season in the COVID year?
It still counts. No? I don't know.
Lima said it didn't.
He had 16 starts that season.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, 12.
So you're saying it doesn't count?
No, no, I'm asking you how much it counts.
I say it does. You play the season. The records are the records. I have no issue with it.
It counts. Yeah. It just doesn't count as much as the other Cy Young awards.
No, you introed one of the questions as former Cy Young award winner. So
yes,
I'm not
yes.
sitting going,
what
I
if
didn't
that?
Go, I didn't jump I, up and down.
We asked this at the time. What if that would have been the Guardians/Indians World Series title that year?
I would have fine. I would have taken it. I just want one. I just want one. I don't care how it comes to me. Just bring it to me, please. I want to put that ring on one day. I'm dying here. Dying.
What do you think of LeBron's bubble championship?
That was a joke.
Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. There's still a trophy in the case. You can't call it a joke if you're not going to call Shane Bieber's a joke. Thank you.
Oh man, if I have to watch Nolan Jones tonight, I swear to God.
Continue. Keep going. Hold on. Keep building on that sentence there. I want to see where you go with this.
I pick on him on our podcast, and I probably shouldn't.
You should.
I mean, I just that's the thing that bothers me is that this team is not bad. I don't know if they're good. They're probably right down the middle, but man, there's other options. There has to be if you're trying to win, and I just don't get it. It drives me crazy. Yeah, it drives me crazy.
Matt, we were talking earlier. Owen had asked, would it have been addition by subtraction if Carlos Santana had been dealt? Like, what do you think now this lineup is going to look like going forward, and what does it mean for Kafis? What does it mean for Manzardo?
Kyle Manzardo should be playing every day. I don't care if it's DH first base. I don't care if you have to teach him right field. Put him out there so you can find out what you have. The kid's hitting the ball over the fence. He's got talent. There's something there. Anytime I don't see him, I don't understand it. Carlos, God bless him. Love the guy. But 39, obviously declining at the plate. And for him not to be, for Manzardo not to play on Wednesday just makes no sense. I don't know, and Todd and I talked about it on the pod last night when we recorded. I don't know if that was the front office telling Vogt, put Santana out there on Wednesday regardless so we can showcase him for Thursday in trade. But no one wanted him, obviously, staying here. Maybe nobody wanted to take on that money for 2 months. I don't know, because he's a great dude. But Manzardo has got to be playing. I'd have Kafis up here right now. I would, but they're not going to. They're not going to. They just don't. It's not what they do. They stay in their lane. They stick with their plan. This is our plan. If it was the plan with DeLauder, it's probably the plan with Kafis, and it makes absolutely no sense. And their evaluation of position players is abysmal. Their evaluation of pitchers is unreal. The pitching factory is great, and this organization needs to be commended for how good they are with arms. But my gosh, Tyler Freeman comes back to town and lights us on fire Monday night, and we're watching Nolan Jones every day. It's just poor evaluation all across the board.
Hey, real quick, and I mean real quick, do you think Stephen Kwan would sign here, or does he just want to play on the West Coast?
No, I think he would want to sign here. I mean, maybe there's things we don't know. Maybe there was discussions where the agent says, here's the number, and the Guardians laughed at it. I don't know, but I truly believe he's a genuine person and told the media the other day, I want to be here. I mean, they're the ones that took a chance on him. They're the ones who believed in him. I mean, this is a guy, this is not a first-round pick. This isn't somebody that was highly regarded. He's a very good college player, but I think guys like it here. I know people who know players, and they do say they like it here. Tanner Bibee signed for a long term, wants to be here. So the guys, Shane Bieber came back. He hated it so much, he didn't have to. So they're doing something right in these guys liking it, but is it enough to give us, the fans, the paying customers, just a sniff of a championship? I mean, the getting to the ALCS last year and just being close enough, man, it was a great year, and we got a bunch of extra gates. We made some extra money. We added some amenities. I'm going to sell those Carnegie Club seats next year if you're not even trying. Good luck. Feel bad for the salespeople.
Matt, thank you very much for the time. Find him on Twitter at Derry Speaks. It's Matt Derry, one half of the Derry Brothers Guardians cast on the free Odyssey app and 92.3 The Fan, 92.3TheFan.com. Matt Derry appears on. Matt, thank you for the time.
Thanks, boys.
Matt Derry.